Proximity without intimacy. Dante is well known for defining hell as proximity without intimacy. Undoubtedly, there have been thousands of takes on his words. Here's mine. Proximity without intimacy. Why does it hurt so much as to be dubbed hell? There are a number of reasons, but I'll start by addressing the depth and intensity of the universal human need to be seen. Perhaps not by everyone, but at least by someone, especially when there is an expectation or desire that they really see you. The need to feel truly seen, in my opinion, is among the most underestimated of human needs. Sometimes we don't think of it as being as important as it is, or maybe we don't even think about it at all. But it's true that each of us needs to feel seen and truly known by someone. In my professional work, both in therapy and consulting, I find the need to be seen at the center of many emotional and relational struggles that I watch people go through. Even the famous struggle, which should tell us something about what it means to be seen. I'm guessing you've at least heard the name Justin Bieber, but if you haven't, just take me at my word when I say that tens of millions of people around the world know who he is. And yet, even someone as known and famous as he is writes lyrics that say, "What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me, 'cause I've had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just lonely." Being seen clearly isn't just being known or known about. It's not just notoriety. Being appreciated, making a difference, and having your work recognized can feel good and bring a sense of meaning to your life. I don't mean to minimize the importance of this. I also don't think that being appreciated for what you do is the deepest level of being seen. It's still an evaluation of you, the counterpart of criticism, really. Being truly seen in the way we most deeply need is judgment-free, and the absence of evaluation is a key part of the experience. Back to Dante's hell, proximity without intimacy. A lack of intimacy on its own should be bad enough. Why throw in proximity? In a scenario where there's physical distance and also a lack of intimacy, it's relatively easy to explain the lack of intimacy away by blaming it on the distance. You can believe that they would if they could. You can preserve the idea that the other person is interested in you, that they care about you, and that they at least want to spend time with you or communicate with you. You can believe that they have the desire, but the lack of opportunity or ability due to circumstances that are not entirely in their control. But what if you're right there and still don't act like you care about me, like you're interested in me, and like I'm important to you? It becomes harder to preserve the belief of what we want to be true. "You would if you could" turns into "you could, but you don't," and "you could, but you don't" is far more painful. This is especially true when it comes from a parent or a spouse. It often leads to a sense of shame as we wonder, "What's so wrong with me that makes them not care?" Proximity without intimacy is hell indeed, and we can't force others to act in a way that creates closeness. We can communicate our wants and feelings, and often this can lead to change, but we can't make anyone do anything. The behavior of others is not on the list of things you can control. Sometimes it becomes too painful to be in proximity and hope for intimacy that never seems to be there. We all get to make our own decisions about how long we want to keep trying, and there may come a time where you choose to make a change in order to create healing and safety for yourself. This can include counting your losses, grieving them, feeling the pain of unfulfilled expectations, and then healing and letting go. While none of us want to be the person on the receiving end of proximity without intimacy, I also don't believe that any of us want to be the person on the other end of it either. We don't want to be the emotionally inaccessible person that is there, but not really there. Present, but not present. There may be lots of answers for this, many of them likely very personal or specific to you. But if I were to give you just a couple of ideas, it would be these. First, learn to be present. Learn to separate yourself from the bottomless pits that will consume all the resources you let them take, be it time, mental energy, or attention. This might mean meditation, managing your stress, restructuring aspects of your life to create space between you and the bottomless pits, or even therapy. Second, and perhaps more importantly, practice believing that what people really want is you. Just you. Whatever you provide for them or do for them, those things are no substitute for you yourself. For many of us, it's hard to believe that we're enough. But for those who really matter, you really are. And when you believe that you're enough for the important people in your life, you start to really show up. You become available, not just by being there, but by really, truly being there. This has been a Thought Honey Deep Thought. Thanks for listening.